car. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy, I've got beach tar on my feet, and I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage. Glasses down. Let's have a round for these freaks and these soldiers, a round for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage. Amsterdam, or maybe I'll go to Rome and rent me a grand piano and put some flowers around my room. But let's not talk about fare-thee-wells now. The night is a starry dawn, and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the mantle of moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage. I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that clean white linen and that fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage.
Hello. So that just was Carrie by Joni Mitchell.
Classic.
And you were playing...
That was Mojave 3's In Love With A View.
Yeah. What is that song about?
You know, just like love, I guess. Oh. Like okay. Many songs are.
Yeah.
In many ways, Carrie is also...
Yeah.
This is Celeste, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woohoo!
What have we got coming up?
What have we got coming up? I'm not sure.
Well, oh, are you playing off a playlist, or are you?
I'm not. I'm just
picking songs.
Improving.
Oh, nice. Well, it's 5:07.
Yeah, this is our actual showtime for people who are listening. Yeah, so we were just kind of subbing in for James Jams before us, and now we're
formally opportunity to sub.
Yeah, and now you're formally listening to Overnight Oats.
Welcome, regular listeners.
Welcome, regular listeners.
Preferred listeners. Yeah, should we put on something?
Yeah, I'll put on something.
Whatever you want. Put on something.
Okay. Yeah, we've been playing more low-key songs in the past few songs, so
past couple.
I'll do an upbeat one. Do you know Boyfriend by Tegan and Sarah?
Yeah, I love that song.
It's a great song.
I love Tegan and Sarah.
Okay, cool.
This particular game, I need to know the rules if you want me to play. You treat me like your boyfriend and trust me like a fairy. cause I can't relax. Oh, when I get around you, I can't hide the fact I let you take advantage, cause it felt so good. I blame myself for thinking we both understood. Crying.
container. I've got a stack of mail and a Tolkien. It's a shower, beer, it's a payment plan. There's helicopters over. Every night when I go to bed.
love song was playing on the radio. It made me kind of sad because it made me think of you. I don't wonder how you're doing, but I wish I didn't care, because I gave you all I had and got the worst of you. By the way, I forgive you. After all, maybe I should thank you for giving me what I found, 'cause without you around, I've been doing just fine. Except for any time I hear that song. Didn't it break your heart when you watched my smile fading? Did it ever cross your mind that one day the tables would be turned? They told me the best revenge would be a life well lived, and the strongest one that holds would be the hardest one to earn. By the way, I forgive. Except for any time I hear that song. When I woke up in the morning, I was choking on some words. There were things unsaid between us, there were things you never told. That's twice you broke my heart down. The first was way back when, and to know you're still unhappy only makes it break again. By the way, I never will
frosted, I feel cold again. I look trouble in mind as this love for you still remains. Well, like a lonely child crying for his mother, my heart beats wild and there goes another. I need you to satisfy the flame. I need you in ways I can't explain. I need you, it's plain to see that you're the one for me. No one understands, I'm only half a man. 'Cause I need you, oh I need you. Baby, since you've been gone, I see empty box and clouds of gray. Will haunt each passing day. You've played the
Was I'll Be Your Man by the Black Keys. And what was before then?
Galaxy 500. Isn't it a pity?
So good.
Yeah, I like Galaxy 500. I recommend.
Would recommend.
Thank you for tuning into our first show
this
semester. We'll be handing it off now.
To the next hosts who are very lovely and I'm sure will play very awesome tunes. This is DJ Lester and Emily and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Bye-bye.
Bye.
20. It's good on a cold day. See, our problem is we don't really know how to stop. We've got something started and we see it's going in a wrong direction. And I think the difficulty is, to borrow an old Chinese saying, that when the wrong man uses the right means work in the wrong way. In other words, there's something wrong with the way we think. And while that is there, everything we do will be a mess. Now, what is it that's wrong? Now, as far as I can see, the basic mistake is that we've invented this wonderful system of language and calculation, and that it is at once too simple to deal with the complexity of the world, and also we are liable to confuse that system of symbols with the world itself, just as we confuse, say, money with wealth. A lot of people are in business to make money instead of wealth. When they make the money, they don't know what to do with it. Oops. And no wonder we feel cut off from everything, alienated, frightened of life and death. So what has to happen is we have to come back to a view of our own life, which is the way we really are, an organism functioning in terms of the whole environment, with the whole environment, instead of this funny little separate personality. But how are we going to do that? You can't transform yourself. You can't make yourself sane. You can't make yourself loving. You can't make yourself unselfish. And yet it's absolutely necessary that we be that way. If we are going to hand over the direction of nature to nature, it's absolutely necessary. Going to say what we should do, but simply that before we think of doing anything in this critical situation, we realize the completely illusory nature of the beings that we think we are, and get back again to the beings that we really are, which includes this outside world, no longer left outside.
Hello and welcome to Rambler and Chief. I'm your